We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
It is the best of the Joe Show, running back some of the best audio you've heard on this radio station over the past 24 hours. I am Dan Day. Thank you so much for joining us on this radio show. You're going to hear some real good stuff. Joe Rose Show, going to be talking with Tiki Barber. Tiki Barber always giving you good insight, not just on football, but on the New York football scene, which is always important here in South Florida because we have a lot of New Yorkers here. Dan Le Batard, he's always giving us the great insight on Miami because he is Mr. Miami. Then Stephen A. Smith talking with Damian Woody. Oh, man, Lamar Jackson causing ripple waves all over the NFL for so many different reasons. But first, let's do some headlines. And remember always to get the scoop on the headlines and the day spa. Follow me on Twitter at Dan Day Radio. 2-6-6 teams do battle tonight as the Cowboys take on the Bears at 8:20. The Dolphins play the Jets Sunday at 1. The Heat lost to the Celtics yesterday, 112-93. Miami is home against the Wizards tomorrow at 8. Tua Tagovailoa will hold a press conference today concerning his future. The Canes do know that fullback Realis George will leave the team. The Panthers play game 3 of their 9-game homestand against Columbus Saturday at 7 p.m. Inter Miami CF will play their first MLS match March 1st in L.A. against LAFC. Their first home match at Fort Lauderdale Stadium will be against the L.A. Galaxy March 14th. And now, oh yeah, let's take a step into the day spa. A British woman has been accused of setting up a medieval duel to the death to win her heart between her husband and her lover. Her husband's now dead, and she is my hot mess of the day. An Ohio sex offender with pothead tattooed on his forehead is wanted by police for not offering a change of address. Should not be too hard to find, but then again, maybe a lot of people in Ohio have pothead tattooed on their face. Ohio police are on the chase of a loose pig. Maybe the pig is just looking for the pothead. A man in England is wanted for damaging cars. How did he damage them? By throwing ferrets at them. Put that man under the jail. A Missouri honey-baked ham store was recently left unlocked on Thanksgiving, and a customer went in after hours in need of pies. The individual took 2 pies while the store was closed, but left enough money to cover the cost and a note stating, "Happy Thanksgiving, no one was here, and we were in desperate need of pies. Left money, took pies, thanks." Give that person the keys to the city. Crows are terrorizing the city of Rochester, Minnesota. Their weapon of choice? Poop. Word to the wise, keep your mouths closed. A restaurant serving airplane food will soon open in Malaysia. Their demographic? People who have no other options. Now on to weather brought to you by Hylia Park. Tonight's forecast is clear with temperatures dropping into the 60s. It's another first at Hylia Park. It's the first ever National Horse Players Championship qualifier at Champions Simulcast Center and Sports Bar, including $10,000 in prize money. Join us on Sunday, January 12th. Register now at HyliaPark.com. Mornings are always great when you got some Joe. Not just coffee, I'm talking about the Joe Rose Show, weekdays from 6 to 10. Earlier, they caught up with New York Giants legend Tiki Barber and talked about Eli coming back, thoughts on Saquon, and Tua to the pros.
Now we're going to talk to Tiki Barber, host of Tiki and Tierney on the CBS Radio Network and CBS Sports Network as well. And he'll be on the call for Bengals and Browns on CBS this weekend. Tiki, good morning. Thanks for coming on the show.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me.
Tiki, first of all, before we get going on anything, including go Andy Dalton, go get him again this week. Let's see it again.
Right?
Hey, so what's it like when you're on TV every day? Like during the breaks, I can't go 3 or 4 minutes without saying the F-bomb for something. Like, how do you do it, man? Well, do you ever slip and go, oh, man, I messed up? You're on TV and radio same time. I always wonder about, for guys like you, what's that like?
Hey, look, I'm not my brother who dropped one on the Dolphins podcast, like with the Eagles. It's funny, but because we're a radio show, it's like the mics are live still, but they're cut. You know what I mean? It's not like we're a TV show where you can always have the mics live kicking back to the studio. So we're a radio show that kind of pushes it out to television. And so I hear what you're saying. It's rough. It's hard. But our breaks are entertaining. I mean, it's a reality show. If you could film the break of our TV show.
Oh yeah, I was gonna say isn't that when the best stuff, like, you'll have somebody on, and you'll go, "What an idiot! I can't believe that dumbass said that." Right? Or you're going, "Jeez, that guy's out there." Yeah, no, it's got to be hilarious.
You should have seen, we had Lonzo Ball on, I guess it was 2 years ago. It was right after he was drafted, and it might have been the worst interview that we have ever done, because you couldn't get three words out of him.
Yes,
I feel for him, because he's so overshadowed by, exactly, it was worse than that, though. Right. I wasn't even saying yes and no. It was more like grunts, like, maybe, I don't know. I mean, it was like, what the hell?
He was grunting. Nothing better than a grunter.
You go 20 questions in like 1 minute, you're going, what in the hell are we going to say? This guy's bad. Hey, we're going to let you go. Maybe you didn't get any sleep last night or something, but you really suck on radio. Yeah, no, it's it's bad. Hey, I got to ask you. You played with him. Eli Manning is back and going to get a start. What are your thoughts? And is the career about over? You think he starts again somewhere else? Because it's about over.
I gotta tell you, it's such a good question. And if you would have asked anyone this question 8-9 weeks ago, they have a different response, because they were ready to be done with Eli. But given the nature of the Giants' season this year, this is must watch for Giants fans. Even though we've only won 2 games this year, it's must watch for Giants fans, because it's been such a slide, right, with Daniel Jones. We know that's going to happen. Young quarterbacks, they make a ton of mistakes, and turnovers have been his. The Giants are leading the league in turnovers, most of them fumbles, sack fumbles on the quarterback. But Eli has there's going to be like a nostalgia that Giants fans feel when Eli walks out on the field and takes the snaps. And what if he leads us to 35 points and, in a victory and changes the narrative about him? The other thing that you can't not think about is that his career record is at 116-116. So he's a 500, career quarterback, which is fine. But wouldn't it be nice if he finished his career as a over 500 career quarterback? Yeah. So there's a different level of rooting interest for Eli Manning this coming Monday night against the Philadelphia Eagles. But it's going to be fun in an odd way, if that makes any sense.
Have you seen enough out of Daniel Jones? Because that first week, all the Giant fans in South Florida are like, "We got our guy! Finally, we found everybody!" And now it's like, "Hey, how do you feel now?" And they go, "Oh, we don't really know. He's not playing the way he did in that comeback."
Well, let me tell you, I mean, young quarterbacks are always going to be in trouble with timing, right? They forget that their pockets aren't going to stay clean. College competition is not even... It's nowhere near what you're getting in the National Football League. The urgency and the fight of guys who, even if they're blocked, and you look at them and say, "Oh, my left tackle's got this DN blocked. He's not really blocked. He's still coming at you, and he's trying to get a strip sack." And so Daniel's got to learn that, and it's a growing process. And hopefully over the summer he gets back to where we feel confident about him. But I think the bigger issue is that there's a lack of talent on this Giants team defensively. So despite the fact that the record is very subpar, it's exciting because, hey, maybe we get Chase Young, right? So there's a second thought, a second level that people are thinking about at this point in the year. But with Daniel specifically, he's got the skill set. I think, interestingly, what we've seen from Lamar Jackson, what we've seen from even Russell Wilson over the course of his career, Kyler Murray with the Arizona Cardinals, he's an athlete, Daniel Jones. And some people, and me being one of them, are saying, why aren't we utilizing his athletic ability, right? Get him out of the pocket so if the pressure breaks down, he can take off and run. Do some different things offensively that we know he can do because we saw him do it in college. So I think we were disappointed a little bit in the slide, but we also still believe that there's a lot of potential in Daniel Jones.
Tiki, I'm guessing that Gettleman and a couple guys upstairs might not be so upset if they do lose this game. By the way, you just brought up Chase Young. They want to stay in that spot or get close enough to that one spot so they can get a king's ransom. So there's someone that might want that quarterback out of LSU, including maybe the Dolphins at this point. And Eli going in there, they're not going to be so upset if he ends his career at 117 to 118, right? Just in case, secure that, secure the bag and get that number two pick. Saquon Barkley, by the way, I know that we're keeping this real Giant wise, but what do you think about him as this all-purpose guy? Because obviously he came on the scene and set the world on fire, including in your market, which you know that market better than anybody, that New York market. When you're on top, you're on top. But what do you think about Saquon and what he's doing and what he's done for this team so far?
Yeah, I think Saquon's been amazing. The problem is it's one of the parts of your job as an NFL player, be available and to be be healthy. I don't think he was healthy for a good chunk of this season with that high ankle sprain. Now, he came right back, but I think he was playing compromised. And I always say that because I would see him do things that he normally wouldn't do, like take on, instead of taking on a defender, like running through a shoulder and trying to break a tackle, he's trying to juke that defender. And that's because he's not confident to power through a guy. And so I don't want to say it's a wasted or lost season, but it feels like he took a sideways, if not backwards, step this year. I think also he's not being utilized fully, right? Saquon's a great wide receiver. He can catch the ball as good as anyone, and we haven't seen him split out. We haven't seen him in motion. We haven't seen him do any of these things, and that may be because he's limited by his ankle injury, but I think in the long haul, if he comes back solid and healthy like he was when his rookie season, he's going to be a special player because he's got all the ability in the world, and he's a smart kid and a willing learner, and I think that's the most important thing.
I want you to put your father cap on for me. I bet nobody's asked you. Put your father cap on, and Tua is your son. And he goes, Dad,
yeah.
Should I go back to Alabama and get healthy and show him, or do I just turn pro and wherever I go, mid-first round, late first round, maybe somebody's a little scared and it's early second round, what do I do?
Yeah, if I'm Tua's father, and I'm not, obviously, I would tell him he should come out. Look, the medicine is different. I know people got scared because of his injury being compared to Bo Jackson's hip injury, which obviously ended his career, but Bo tried to play on that thing, and Bo thought he was okay, and his doctor probably said, yeah, you're Bo, you can do anything. Bo knows everything, right? It's different now, and they're more cautious, and the advancements have been medically been fantastic. So he's going to get healthy, and I think he's going to be okay. But if he goes back to school, then he risks having a very subpar season, and people will make excuses for it. Like, they won't give you the reasons why, they'll just make excuses, and those excuses become the narrative, and all of a sudden this prospect who was can't miss becomes a question mark. That question mark is there now, but only because of health, not because of performance. If I'm advising him, I'm saying people believe in you right now. They're worried about your health, but they believe in you. Don't give them a reason not to believe in you anymore. So come out now.
Yeah, good stuff, man. Right. I agree. And by the way, what a mature guy. I can't wait to see what he has to say. Tiki, thank you so much, man. Really appreciate you coming on with us.
My pleasure, guys. Be well. Enjoy the right. Weather.
Yeah, we will. Thank you.
Thank you, Tiki.
Be good, guys. Be good. Right.
Joe Rose, Zach Krantz, Hollywood, Biff, they get you going in the mornings like no one else can. And if you want to download the podcast for that show or the podcast for this show, all you have to do, go wherever you get your podcast for absolutely free, the radio.com app for absolutely free, or go to our website, WQAM.com, and download the podcast for absolutely free. Free is good. And next, going to have some free Dan Lebatard. Going to be talking about the Lamar Jackson advantage and some other good stuff. Hold tight. It's the Best of the Joe Show. Back with the Best of the Joe Show, running back some of the best audio you've heard on this radio station over the past 24 hours. I am Dan Day. Follow me on Twitter at Dan Day Radio. Every day I step into the day spa. Not just on this show, but also on my Twitter page. So give it a follow. And if you missed it, you can download the podcast for this show or any of the shows on the radio station wherever you get your podcast for free. Radio.com app, that's free. Or you can go to our website, WQAM.com. Dan's the word, and Dan Lebatard's the man. Weekdays, middays, right here on 560 The Joe. Earlier today, the man, along with his guys, talked about the Lamar Jackson advantage, then had Dominic Foxworth weigh in.
A San Francisco 49ers broadcaster named Tim Ryan has been suspended for one game for saying, and this is where analytics go too far, like you're trying to explain things you haven't seen and you go to places that are questionable, that Lamar Jackson had an advantage because the dark football blends into his dark skin and not everyone knows where the ball is. And I understand why people are both getting mad at this and laughing at it. But I also remind you, and this part I hadn't heard before. Eric Weddle did say after playing the Ravens the other day, something I've never heard a player say in a football game. Eric Weddle, who's played in the year more than a decade. He's like, half the time, I didn't know where the football was. So it lends to analysts scurrying all over the place to explain, how the hell is the football not in a place where Eric Weddle knows who to tackle? Because Weddle was saying, I'm not making this up. He was saying, guys, half the they ran run up and down the field on us because half the time I didn't know who to tackle because I didn't know where the football was.
The trainer said that, huh, Weddle? That's interesting that Eric Weddle said that, a guy who was not willing to give up any information about his former team. But I think what he's saying is that Lamar Jackson's just really good at doing that, at protecting Scott, the ball, at hiding the football.
Just sit this out.
And by the way, Ryan threw in the purple jersey as well. I'm out of here.
I didn't say get out, I just said sit it out.
And Tim Ryan also mentioned the jerseys. Here's something interesting. Is Tim Ryan right? Let's break this down. In a vacuum, is that an advantage?
I mean, if not knowing where
is it more of an advantage than, say, Matt Ryan? Just say, this is a funny discussion. Like, and some people are obviously, like, offended, and it's 2019. We have to be careful. But does he have a point?
I'm laughing at all of it for a number of different reasons, okay? First of all, the idea that you suspend him for one game, because basically no one knows what to do with it. Like, our announcer said this thing, and we don't like the referencing. It's not exactly what this Italian newspaper did, where they're previewing a game on Friday Black Friday, because there are a couple of black soccer players.
Italy's lagging far behind.
Yes, they have been lagging far behind. But lest you think it's only an Italy problem, I present to you analytics gone amok here, where Tim Ryan has to explain what it is that Eric Weddle said. Where the hell's the football? Is it hiding in Lamar Jackson's skin?
Well,
don't look at me.
Yeah, don't even look at him. Well, Chris Cody can't look at you. I'm always accused of this by everyone, and now we have a legitimately meaty race story. A controversy has hit sports. 49ers announcer has been suspended for one game because he said Lamar Jackson was able to conceal the football because the football's dark and he's dark. Clearly, Tim Ryan is wrong, but is he right? We bring in a noted former football player and current black man.
I can sit this one out.
Dominique Foxworth with us on ESPN Radio. So help me understand here. This is the part I actually want you to help me understand. I've never heard a player say what Eric Weddle said after facing the Ravens, where he said half the time he simply didn't know where the football was and he did not know who to tackle. Can you explain to me how the hell that's happening?
Well, that's because you haven't seen an offense like this. So if you watch Wing T high school football, like that's the premise of the offense. When you don't have super talented guys, you do a lot of misdirection and stuff like that. So that it's just because no one runs that type of stuff in college or high school, but they're running it in the NFL. So I think that's the reason for it. It is not because Lamar Jackson is a darkly or brown complected person. Like, that is absurd to me. It was funny. I thoroughly enjoyed it. Like, I just wish that they wouldn't have suspended him so he could have come back next week and say, there you go, Lamar Jackson with that play action skin tone. He's got a mess point brown. you can't stop him. But let's say hypothetically, let's go ahead and say that it is true that sometimes it could benefit you. And I understand the logic behind it, although it's stupid. Like, I understand the logic that would lead you to that point. Can we have that? Like, baseball players, the ball is white and they are white. No one's complaining about that. Like, a video of them. No one is out here saying how black quarterback or black pitchers are disadvantaged because the ball is white. Like, it just seems like an odd thing to bring up. And my last point is, if it were true, so whenever I played, or all the years that I played from college through pros, we would always, or some players, especially offensive linemen and defensive linemen, would change their glove at times based on the color of their opponent's jersey because they believe that it would make it harder for referees to see holding in that situation because your gloves could blend in with the
opponent. A point in Tim Ryan's favor.
And Dominique, I must say, in baseball, there is a batter's eye.
Right. Okay. So let me finish. If that were the case, why aren't the quarterbacks just wearing brown gloves? Like, we can solve this. It's not his complexion. Like, if you want to trick people, if you believe that you get some sort of advantage by having play action skin tone, then why don't you just wear brown gloves? Like, this just seems like a ridiculous and absurd thing.
You were a union player rep. I don't know. Is it a uniform violation? You guys can't do. I mean, they didn't allow Peyton Manning to wear Johnny Unitas remembrance shoes. Like, they don't allow that stuff.
That was because the shoes were not made and approved. Like, if they're made by Nike or one of the approved outfitters, then you can wear them. I am upset and a little disappointed that you're getting away from the fun of this and trying to actually answer the question. Like, I think it's kind of a foolish statement. Like, it's hilarious, like, that he would say this and that he got suspended for it. It is also
Are you not
hilarious.
Familiar with my role as the straight man in these proceedings? you're not aware of that? You're the black man, I'm the straight man, and that's what we do. We do the dance. No?
I think it's fun.
Yeah, I guess. So, all right, I'm fine with us bringing this up, but I think that we should have black baseballs. Can we change that also?
Put that on the poll, Guillermo, at Lebatard Show. Should we have black baseballs in the name of equality. Thank you, Dominique. We appreciate you being on with us and offering us your perspective. But should he have been suspended?
I mean, that's not for me to say. Like, I personally, I saw the news alert go by last night, and I clicked it immediately because I was going to read it, and I expected something far more salacious than what I read. When I read it, just seemed dumb. It didn't necessarily seem like offensive. But I guess that
if we're gonna start suspending sports analysts for dumb, we're not gonna have any sports analysts left.
Well, good luck. We'll have robots doing those jobs too.
Absolute craziness when you give people a microphone and they say all types of nonsense. Kind of sounds familiar. The day spa. Up next, we're gonna step into some Stephen A. Smith. He's talking with Damian Woody. And oh yeah, some more Lamar Jackson than Cowboys Bears. The Best of the Joe Show. The Best of the Joe Show, running back some of the best audio you've heard on this radio station over the past 24 hours. Everyone seems to be up in arms about this whole Tim Ryan comment about Lamar Jackson. So you know, Stephen A. Smith got to weigh in, got to preach, but also he brings Damian Woody in to kind of give his perspective. Here's what they talk about. Take nothing away from Lamar Jackson. Is Tim Ryan's comments racist? Then they get into the Cowboys-Bears match tonight, what Dallas needs to do to win, and what is the Bears' deal?
Just finished doing an outstanding job for us on First Take this morning on Get Up. Before that, obviously contributes to NFL Live on a weekly basis as well. I'm talking about the one and only, a two-time Super Bowl champion, Damian Woody, is on the line with us right now. What's going on, big boy? How are you, man?
I'm good, man. How you doing?
I'm doing great, man. Listen, before I get into the Dallas Cowboys-Chicago Bears game tonight, not going to keep you long today because of the slew of guests that I got in the boxing and the UFC world, but I had to get some football in here for this question to you. Tim Ryan, the radio analyst for the 49ers, obviously was suspended for a game after talking about Lamar Jackson in the fashion that he did, basically talking about the dark pigmentation, makes it easy for him to hide the football, these kind of things, indicating that it contributes to his success to some degree. Your reaction when you learned about that and ultimately the one-game suspension that he received as a radio broadcaster?
Well, first of all, when I saw it, I had to do a double take because I couldn't believe that somebody would really come out of their mouth and say something as ignorant as that. So that was my first thing. I thought we had a really good conversation on first take, Stephen A., about this whole subject, because what that comment does, it diminishes what Lamar Jackson has done on the football field. Okay, and we see this a lot when it comes to, you know, black athletes, particularly like black quarterbacks. People always looking to diminish the accomplishments. What are the things that they're doing on the football field? Well, they're successful because of this. They're successful because of that. No, they're successful because of the hard work and the intelligence and the work that they're putting in to make them successful. We do this, you know, with Drew. We don't say these things about Drew Brees, Tom Brady, Phillip Rivers, Eli Manning. So why in the world do we feel like we have to say these type of things to justify why an African-American quarterback is playing so well in the National Football League? So, I'm disappointed in the comment, but I don't think he deserves to lose his job. I think it was just an ignorant comment, but I don't know if it was necessarily a racist comment.
Well, I agree with you that he doesn't deserve to lose his job, but why are you supportive of it in that fashion? I am. You are. I gave my reasons. What's your reasons for supporting him not being fired?
Well, because I just feel like you run a slippery slope. I think sometimes you got to give people an opportunity to learn from a mistake and hear and have dialogue of why it was so bad to make that comment in the first place. We're in this society now where everything is this whole cancel culture, where if somebody takes a, you know, misstep, oh, I don't want anything. I want them to be done. I want them to be fired. Okay. If that's the route you want to go, I mean, people can go this route with anybody. And so is that where we want to go as a society? We need to have, you know, an opportunity to have dialogue and have people learn from their mistakes, and then people can move on from it and not have this whole cancel culture that we're in now.
Damian Woody right here with Stephen A., ESPN Radio, ESPN News. I completely agree with you, and I'm of this mindset too, Damian. I mean, we got to be careful or wondering or opening certain Pandora boxes, because rules apply to everybody, A. But B, it's like, it's also from the purposes of our industry, we got to get to a point where we got to be careful. We want people to tell the truth, don't we? We want people lying all the time?
You hit it right on the head, because a lot of times, I always say, if you give people enough time, they'll put their foot in their mouth. Hey, if somebody wants to out themselves, by all means, let them out themselves.
Damian Woody right here with Stephen A., ESPN Radio, ESPN News. Let's transition to some football items. Let's get into the Dallas Cowboys-Chicago Bears game tonight. What's the number one thing you're looking for out of this game?
I mean, listen, for me, it's about Dallas Cowboys particular offense. They got to score touchdowns in the red zone. Steve Mayo, the last five games in 17 trips to the red zone, they've only scored 7 touchdowns. Okay, you can't have all this great personnel. Dak Prescott is playing at an all-pro level. You got Ezekiel Elliott. You got the offensive line. You got the weapons. You got everything, and you can't score in the red zone. That's really the difference as to why the Dallas Cowboys have been struggling over the last 5 games. They're not cashing in when they get to the red zone.
What can they do to rectify that? Should they be giving the Ezekiel ball, Elliott the ball more? Should Kellen Moore and Jason Garrett continue to go to business of finding out what Dak Prescott is worth, having him throw the football to the Amari Coopers and Gallups of the world? What should they be doing?
Here's what they should be doing, Stephen A. It's an area that they underutilize, running Dak Prescott more in the zone read option type of game. Stephen A., they are second in the NFL when they run the zone read option. Second, but they don't run it enough. And particularly when you get to the red zone where the field is condensed and it's just harder for you to move the ball, that's an area of their game that they can utilize and expose a lot of teams with because they have an athletic quarterback.
Well, let's transition to the Chicago Bears because that's the team they're going up against. You're talking about what the Dallas Cowboys could do. Remember, they're going up against the Chicago Bears defense that's the top 5 defense in the National Football League. 9th against the pass, 7th against the run, but we know the personnel that they've gotten in the defensive side of the ball led by Khalil Mack, and those boys still got Malik Jackson and others in that squad. They bend, but they don't necessarily break too often. How do you feel about what you've seen from the Bears? Because we talked about them like they're 6-6, but we're forgetting that they've won 3 of their last 4 games.
Well, here's the deal with the Bears. And I actually spoke on this before the season. I said the Bears are going to take a step back for a couple reasons. One, Vic Fangio moving on. But number two, Stephen A., they led the league in takeaways last year by a large margin. That doesn't repeat itself year in and year out. The one thing that the Bears, they're playing good defense, but they're not getting the takeaways like they were last year. And so when you have that combined with the way the offense has played, particularly with Mitchell Trubisky, that's why the Bears are sitting right now at 6-6. So Trubisky is playing better, and as long as Trubisky is playing better, they're going to have a chance every week because the Bears' defense is really good.
Do you believe in Mitchell Trubisky, or did you give up hope on him a long time ago?
No, I'm going to even answer your question before you even finish it. No, I'm not a big believer in Mitchell Trubisky. I feel like the Chicago Bears are wasting, you know, one of the best defenses in the National Football League with Mitchell Trubisky. I know he's a young quarterback. I get it. They can't do anything about, you know, the draft and, you know, the fact that they passed up on Deshaun Watson and Patrick Mahomes. When it comes down to it, when it's crunch time, when you need plays, he's not the guy. He's not the guy that I feel like can take the Chicago Bears in a critical situation and score the critical points necessary to elevate the Chicago Bears to the next level, particularly in their own defense. Because right now, they're staring up at Minnesota Vikings and the Green Bay Packers.
What about Matt Nagy? What are your thoughts about him and the job that he's done?
I think he's done a poor job this year. Listen, you know the type of quarterback that you have in Mitchell Trubisky. What made him so successful last year was how they utilized him, particularly outside the pocket. Mitchell Trubisky is the athletic quarterback. That's when he's really at his best. Get him outside the pocket, let him go around and make some plays. And what we've seen from Matt Nagy is it's almost like he was trying to constrict Mitchell Trubisky and have him play a certain way when that's not his game. The sign of a good play caller is doing things to accentuate the best of your players, and he hasn't been doing that consistently with Mitchell Trubisky.
So who you got tonight?
I got Dallas.
You're just trying to hold on to the fact that you picked them to be your Super Bowl pick.
I'm going
to
keep riding. Yeah, I did pick the Dallas Cowboys as my Super Bowl pick. I'm going to ride Dallas until the whole thing comes crashing down.
You should be ashamed.
I'm going with the
yourself.
Dallas Cowboys.
You should be ashamed of yourself. You really, really should.
I'm going, hey, you really should be ashamed of yourself.
You really should
be
ashamed
of
yourself.
You know why I stand that.
Shame on you. Shame on you. Get out of here, Damian Woody. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right, brother.
Take it easy.
All I know, Lamar Jackson from right up in Pompano Beach, and he is balling out in the NFL. I think he's just a tough customer. One tough hombre. So congratulations to him and the way he has produced on the field. We will produce another Best of the Joe show tomorrow, 6 o'clock in the evening. So won't you please join us? Also download the podcast wherever you get your podcast, radio.com app, or go to our website, WQAM.com. Remember to follow me at Dan Day Radio. My name is Dan Day, but put the radio behind it because that's kind of what I do. So check it out on Twitter. Step into the day spa. Have some fun tomorrow, Friday. Heat are going to be playing. Best of the Joe Show. And so many other great things because it's a weekend in Miami. So get ready. Once again, I am Dan Day. Thanks for listening. This is the Best of the Joe Show. Later, slug.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.